Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You folks ready for a show?
When does the show start?
Yeah, just started.
Is this Thursday?
Today is today.
Today is Thursday.
Right on time. You guys don't mess around, do you?
What's on the agenda for today?
It's just a regular Thursday.
It's not a regular about it.
We've got a very uplifting show today.
This show will rot your teeth, you know.
Because they are so sweet.
Because you're so sweet.
It should be a lot of fun.
Blammo!
So without further ado, please enjoy our show.
Let's do it. Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty, waking you up. It is 6:07, show number 1956. Carla, it's Thursday morning.
Yes, it is. And by the way, I ask that all the time during the show. When does the show start? Uh-huh. When does it start? Oh, man. I don't know in 2015 how many people got the answer right when they were asked, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Huh? What a year. What a year.
Almost over.
Man,
it's almost over.
Yes, that's great. And then we get to start 2021. Which will be easier to write, I guess, maybe.
And hopefully on the right foot. By the way, going to be the greatest concert event ever. Are you ready for Rockstockapalooza 2? Hopefully you already have your T-shirt, your tank, your Rockstock 2 mask that you can wear.
Right.
All of that stuff on our in the KKLZ logo store. Easy access. Go shopping now if you like it. 96.3KKLZ.com. Details on that here. In just a couple of minutes. Looking forward to a beautiful day and a nice Labor Day weekend. Sunshine today, high 107, 109, the high tomorrow, warming up for the weekend. So
yep.
Just be careful, but do have a good time. 79 now, let's do it.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, there is a lot going on. Number one, the new cast of Dancing with the Stars was announced. Monica Aldama, she's on Netflix Cheer. Olympic figure skater Johnny Weir. Caitlin Bristow, Bachelorette. Super Bowl champion Vernon Davis. Anne Heche. Skye Jackson from the Disney Channel. Justina Machado, she was on One Day at a Time. She was also, I can't remember the other show that she was on, and I loved her. Backstreet Boy AJ McLean. Jeannie Mai, she is a TV, she's a host from Desperate Housewives. Jesse Metcalf, he was also on a bunch of other stuff. Nelly, rapper. Whoa. Can't wait, he's already trash talking. Nev Schulman of Catfish, NBA star Charles Oakley, Chrishell Strauss, who was on Days of Our Lives, All My Children, Selling Sunset, and Carol Baskin from Tiger King. Yes, a possible murderer on Dancing with the Stars.
Can't even imagine the reaction from people when she's introduced.
Raise awareness to her love of animals and how you should be good to animals and stuff like that.
Good.
Okay, Carol. Dance. Yes. Yes. As a matter of fact, Morty, yes.
Shut up.
Listen.
Yes.
The Rock. Boy, he came out yesterday with a video. He and his wife caught COVID.
My wife, Lauren, as well as my two baby girls and myself, we have all tested positive for COVID-19. And I can tell you that this has been one of the most challenging and difficult things we have ever had to endure as a family.
Boy. As you said off the air, he did look a little like, hey, what's up? What's going on with him?
He looked like, I don't know what.
In the video.
Pale or ashy almost. Yeah. And he says, and just so you know, he says they got it from, and I'm quoting him, very close family friends, people who we love and trust, people we still love and trust.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what he's saying. Be extra cautious. Do not let your guard down because you never know if you have it. If they have it, he even went so far as to say, if you have people coming to visit you, have them test first before they come over, you know, if that's possible. But, so he, of all people, it's like, The Rock? Are you kidding me? And, boy, some sad news. Legendary Mets pitcher Tom Seaver passed away this week. I was lucky enough to see him pitch way back in the day.
Really?
I was pretty young. He was amazing. He was amazing.
Played for the White Sox for a while.
In fact,
got his 300th win with the White Sox.
Yeah, how about that?
But, of course, the big story, a part of the Miracle Mets.
Absolutely. He did have, and we're hearing more and more about this, Louis body dementia, and he wound up with COVID as well, which certainly didn't help. But, lived a good life, that's for sure, man. And a big happy birthday to Charlie Sheen. He turns 55 years old today. He can cut his Coke with his AARP card now. That's kind of cool. Huh? That's kind of nice. Charlie, you enjoy your birthday. That is my take for now, brought to you by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
Always a phone call away at 702-739-9636. Talk or text, either way, we'd love to hear from you. 635, Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. There's a video that's gone viral. Somebody posted. It's a parrot at a zoo in the UK singing a line from a Beyonce song. This is called, the song's called If I Were Your Boy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, listen to this parrot.
If I were your boy.
It's If I Was a Boy.
If I Was a Boy.
Oh. That's not bad. Play that again.
All right.
If I Were Your Boy.
All right, well, the parrot changed the lyrics, so.
If I were a boy, if I was a boy.
Okay, but, whatever. Yeah. But that's the, that's you know funny. What? If you have a singing that's animal, funny. Feel free, call us up. We want to hear it.
702-7. How close he is to that. That's good.
Okay, we'll find the song. We'll play that a little bit later, somebody, mash it up.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And then there's one other little TikTok video going viral.
Oh,
this is a girl practicing in her room a song that she has to learn, and her mom's leg pops through the ceiling of the girl's room. Listen to this. Yeah, there you go.
And then the bird starts singing after that.
Yes.
Well, okay.
She went on to say that mom's okay.
Yes, here's the girl talking about it.
She's fine, by the way. What a woman, didn't even get a bruise. So the story is, wow. I was practicing for my placement auditions for my classes, and she was up in the attic at the same time looking for luggage, and there are wooden beams where you're supposed to step, but she tripped over her super cute little silver flip-flops and she fell through my ceiling.
Now, Carla, she goes through the ceiling.
I know.
Without a bruise,
please.
Without a scratch.
I know. Because her leg just poked through. Mm-hmm. That's why. She didn't fall on anything.
It's because her silver flip-flops were super cute.
Yeah, I know.
So do you grab mom's leg and hold it? Or
oh, my God.
And mess around with
that,
mom?
That happened at Channel 3.
Mm-hmm.
One of the maintenance guys was up.
Really?
Fixing some things. Mm-hmm. Went right through the roof. Oh. But he stopped. He stopped him. Like, oh, my God.
But
yeah.
She's okay. Oh. Mom's okay. Not a scratch.
No, you see legs dangling through your ceiling, though. That is a sight. It really is a sight.
As opposed to Carla, who just almost went through the front door. You got it? Okay. Good. Same reaction from John. Even when he just hears it, he's laughing. Okay. The parrot, the singing parrot.
Yes.
Singing the Beyonce song. See, I was saying it wrong. The title of the song, If I Were a Boy.
There you go. Yep.
Not If I Were Your Boy.
Right, right.
All there right. So here's the Beyonce version.
If I were a boy, I think I could understand.
See, I remember that song.
Okay.
All right. So then here's the parrot, not too far off. There's the little vibrato at the bottom. All right, so we did a little mashup.
Okay.
Here's the duet now, if you will.
All right.
Pretty good.
Sounds really good.
It really does.
That's a pretty good parrot, man. Well, hitting those notes.
If Beyonce ever thinks about doing the song again, with an animal, that might be the winner right there. Okay. Mike and Carla Morning Show and KC and the Sunshine Band.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Wake me up.
This train is off the tracks. KKLZ.
Anytime you want to reach out, dial it up 702-739-9636. text or call in. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up with our executive producer, Morty, 7:10 Thursday morning. Looking forward to it. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. commercial-free Rock Stockapalooza 2. Mm-hmm. This is where you just, you know, outside, in the garage, whatever, in the house, just put it on and let it roll.
There you go.
I got details on that coming up here in a couple of minutes. Sunshine today and right through the Labor Day weekend. High 107, 109, the high tomorrow, 79 now. By the way, go Knights go tonight.
Yeah.
This would be game six. This would be game six.
Who's goalie? Who's goalieing? Do we know?
No.
We don't know. It's always Who's goalieing?
Who's going to be in the goal?
The response from Pete DeBoer every single time that's asked is, are we going to do this again? You'll find out when we start playing.
I know. Yes, because who's catching? Who's goalieing?
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to know.
Well,
it's
I
a
would
big
think
surprise
Leonard
now.
Would be right back in.
Yeah,
so
I guess.
We'll see, but,
I don't know. Big to do. Is everybody all upset today, Morty? Is everybody all upset?
They're all
hating. Have you started trolling everybody?
I haven't trolled yet.
Morty's
a big troller when it comes to the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yes.
Just to stir things up and to make his life a little bit more exciting.
Yeah.
But they dropped the puck at 6:45, so go Knights, go.
Yep.
All right, so we'll see what happens tonight. Here you go. A few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, five foods, people, that you should never reheat in the microwave. Put these on your list. Pizza, French fries, steak.
What?
Don't do it. Not in the microwave. They say if you're going to do that, reheat them in a pan because they are much better. The pizza, you put it in the microwave, all it does is get gushy and then it dries. When you do it, remember that in a pan, it crusts the bottom a little bit when you heat the bottom
up. Yeah, but that takes so long.
Oh, I know, so
long. That's why you put a little cup of water
steak,
in there.
Steak, that doesn't work for me at all. I've never, ever, I even try. I don't even
and
like
Morty,
it.
Just mind
and
your own business.
French fries, they're just flimsy,
I would agree.
Flaccid.
French fries.
Yeah.
Who even has French fries left over to reheat?
Flaccid.
They're flaccid. That's right.
Fries.
Flaccid
they
fries.
They just don't stand up.
They
they're
don't
not
stand
crispy.
Up at all. They're not like they should be. And steak, no good. Put in a pan, spaghetti should be warmed up in a pot with a little extra water in it.
Oh, boy.
And fried chicken, best if you warm it up in the oven.
I don't think you even warm it up. You just eat it right out of the
that's
fridge.
That's the one thing I like left over is fried chicken.
I'll tell you what, all of that stuff goes in my microwave.
Yeah, I know.
And it
you
tastes
guys
fantastic.
Are boys. That's
guess
why.
What? You're wrong.
You guys are boys. That's right. Reese's announced a new product. They're rolling out in December. Reese's snack cakes. Now, they're supposed to be breakfast cakes that you eat as a snack between breakfast and lunch. Chocolate cake with Reese's peanut butter cream on top, covered in chocolate. That sounds like a lovely breakfast. Almost 400 calories in that little breakfast cake.
Then you waddle off to work or
yes,
whatever you're going to do
right.
for the day.
It seems like you're gaining weight. I don't know. I've been eating breakfast. Yes.
Only have three of them.
Oh, man. And camping. Does it even exist anymore? It sounds like it's just turned to glamping. Remember, you used to go away to get away from everything.
Right.
Well, now a survey found that 83% of us take gadgets. We take all our gadgets because we want to post pictures on social media. You got to have GPS to go on hikes.
Uh-huh.
Good luck if you're really out there.
Right.
Music to stream. You want to watch Netflix, right? You got to bring everything. And people want
to have stuff to do.
Yes. People also want to have their phones to order food to have delivered to them at the campsite.
You know what? I would laugh.
Who is doing... Yes, I know.
One, two, three.
I can't...
Who is
doing
that?
I know. I can't...
I will tell you this. My daughters and I were talking a couple of weeks ago about our camping trips. And Kelly started laughing. She goes, Dad, you would bring Duraflame logs.
Yeah.
And Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Okay. All right. Well, you always bring food with you.
Right. That's what I said.
Yeah.
It's not like we cook food over the fire.
No, that's kind of cool. I mean,
thank
you weren't fishing.
No.
And feeding yourself and bringing a compass. Which way is north?
Living off the land.
What we're doing. I can't. Somebody go to the stream and get us water, would you? No, honey, we're just going to order from Grubhub.
All right,
okay.
Well, you do what you have to do.
Wow, that is crazy. It is Thursday. A few things you should know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Hey, wake up!
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Carla, you had talked about in things you should know how people are going camping. They're getting out again.
Yes.
Or the opposite. Maybe people aren't doing that.
Right. I don't know. Is camping still what it, you know, used to be? I was looking at some things, places to go, but it's definitely glamping. You know, I just want to be in the middle of nowhere, but in a house, you know, near some water.
With a big screen.
Yeah, there are like tiny houses that you can camp in. There are these big A-frames that people have, but they're literally in the middle of nowhere. I just don't, me on a tent with gnats nipping at my butt, I don't need that anymore. I just don't.
I remember talking, like I said, to my daughters about, I used to, every once in a while, we'd go out to Lake Mead.
Yeah.
I had an old VW camper bus.
Okay, cool. That's cool.
And one of the originals where you hook the canvas, the tent up to the bus, and it slept like six or seven inside, had the sink, the whole thing.
Did the top go up on top of the bus, too? Yeah, that's cool.
And the tent rolled out, and you could sleep like four or five more.
Yeah.
So we would roll that out. And like I said, I'm not a real camping guy, but I brought a Duraflame, couple of Duraflame logs.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with that.
Three hours, five colors.
Yeah.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, and then we'd tell stories and bam, come home.
Yeah. Okay.
Not the greatest camping experience, but you got them out of the house.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if people do actual camping now. You know, where you, but can you still start a fire, you know, with two sticks?
Never tried it.
Are you doing?
I totally
did.
Could.
Yeah,
you could?
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Because in Girl Scouts, we all had to do it, and I didn't do it. Our leader couldn't do it.
I had to do it.
Yeah.
You were an Eagle Scout?
Yeah. Our leader was a freaking engineer, and he couldn't get the thing started. I learned to basically smoke and tie a cherry stem in a knot in Girl Scouts.
Part of the Eagle Scout requirements is you had to go camping overnight.
The things we learn about.
You had to build your own shelter and everything. You couldn't take anything with you.
Yeah, okay. I did that in a survival. I took a survival class in
college.
Wilderness
survival.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Anybody
what it was.
Listening this morning that has those camping stories, good or bad,
hour for an hour once.
Anyhow,
been talking about camping. How people are trying to get away, get back to nature.
Yeah.
Some people. Others, maybe not. I don't know. Loretta's on the phone. Loretta, what's up?
I wanted to tell you, a couple years ago, we went to Otter Creek in Utah.
Okay.
A little place. They have a lake or a pond, whatever you want to call it, with trout. The good part is right across from the campground, they have a little mom-and-pop store, and we did the actual camping with the tent, and we had a blow-up boat like.
Okay.
And my son, he turned around and flipped the boat, and I had to have him go across the street to the restrooms and strip and give me his clothes and get in the shower so I could dry his clothes in the dryer.
Oh, geez. Okay.
You had a dryer where you're camping?
Yeah, while we were camping, and then it hailed.
Oh, geez.
And that's when we decided to leave.
Yeah. When it starts hailing, that's when Carla packs it up.
But don't you want to be one with the elements? No! I don't! Because as a kid, it would get so boring on about day three. It was like, this is so dumb. Day one, you're excited, and then the next day, it's like the first day, and then it's like, I want to go home. This is stupid.
Loretta, thank you so much for the call. People texting in.
This is hilarious. Lauren said, funny camping story. I was little. My stepmom woke up to get breakfast, only to find another tent my sister and I were sharing had a giant lump on one side of the tent. When she checked inside the tent, I was literally sleeping on top of my sister because the tent slid down a hill in the middle of the night and we had no idea. Oh, camping is fun, isn't it?
How do you not notice?
Oh, my gosh.
That your tent has slid down.
Because you're kids and you sleep through anything. I think that's why.
Maybe.
Andy said, I camped completely unplugged as a kid. It was really cool. He said, then as an adult, I got a truck with an overhead camper, which was kind of cool. Then I got a fifth wheel, and now I have a 40-foot motor home.
That's how you camp.
Because my wife needed more comfort and more space, you know, to fit
the tile floors.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, granite countertops.
Wow, how it changes, man.
That's camping.
Yeah, it is.
There
it
you
is.
Go. Just pull that mother in.
We rolled right down the hill.
And then plug in the electricity and everything else, and you're set. Okay. Pat Benatar.
Are you ready for more?
Gets me going in the morning.
The best morning soundtrack.
Good morning. The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
Hopefully you're looking forward to it. Rockstockapalooza 2, going to be the greatest concert event ever for your ears only. Details on that coming up here in a couple of minutes. 8:08, Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. Thursday morning, looking forward to the long holiday weekend.
Yes, agree.
Should be a lot of fun. I hope you get a pool pass. Poor Carla.
Oh, let's not even, you know, in my republic, which I have lived in for 25 years, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they go on sale promptly at 10 a.m. on Mondays. And by golly, I must have gotten on at 10:01. Gone! All the pool passes. Gone!
It's like trying to be in the A group at Southwest Airlines.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, it really is. It's like when I tried to get Pearl Jam tickets. It's like when I tried to get tickets for the Stones. It's ridiculous. And because they only have, like, a limited amount,
right.
You know, because of all that's going on. I couldn't do it. So now I have to go on the other list.
Uh-oh.
Where you have to call the day before, and then they put you on a list, and they'll call you in the morning and say...
It's like a standby list.
Yes, that's what it is.
Aren't you? You've lived there for how long now?
25 years.
Do you think you'd be grandfathered into the pool?
I would think so. Lifetime
pass.
Oh, me, Monica, and Chris, every Sunday now, it's like, okay, who's going to be on? Are you going to be on? I'll get on. You try to get on, though, and block the other people, because I'm going to try to get on, and I'll get all the passes.
Wow.
And, it's ridiculous. And I couldn't do it.
If anybody can help Carla out with a pass in the Republic.
And I know we have some of my neighbors are listeners, and I'm kind of wondering if they went through this. I mean, if you have kids, this has been, you only get 2 hours at a time.
Wow.
For 2 hours?
Yeah.
For 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. 2 hours, but you get like 8 sessions in 2 weeks.
Oh.
So you got to plan them out. And you can go, but you have to pay $1 after you get the okay on standby that you can go.
That's a lot of work.
Oh.
Carla, come to my pool.
You don't. I
no
might
one's
have
there.
To.
And it's all, just all yours. All
and
Carla.
Look at that.
No
I
lines. Nothing.
I'll give you the code door.
Morty's like,
oh, there you go.
Jeez.
Morty's like, I only charge $2 for pool pass.
Just drop off some tequila
before
you go to the pool.
I need to see some skin.
I know. Yeah.
Sunshine, high 107, 109 the high tomorrow. Please, somebody help Carla out in the Republic. 702-739-9636. 81 now.
All right,
are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
You know, we all talked about Chadwick Boseman. Of course, he passed away, Mike, and you had said, what? What? Nobody knew, and you're right. He told almost no one about his cancer diagnosis outside of his family, and there were just a couple very close friends who knew about it, and that was it. And
yeah.
That was why everybody was... pretty blown away. Now, a friend says he was convinced also up till about a week before he died that he was going to beat it because he minimalized it too. It was like,
but you would have to have that attitude.
I know you do.
Right?
You do.
You would have to.
I know. You do. And I mean, he did. I mean, the guy worked right. Jeez, almost up till, you know, the day in some ways, really. Major TV networks, November, they're hoping will be the new September. And even then, you know, a little asterisk and fingers crossed.
Yeah.
The networks announced their primetime fall TV lineups a while ago, which would normally kick off now. But it's not happening because of coronavirus. So they're hoping that it's a November to remember. And all of those shows will start. And we're hoping and we'll see. Yes, yeah. We'll see. Mulan hits Disney Plus tomorrow. We'll talk to Jeff Howard. I'm sure he had something to say about that tomorrow. But yeah, it's not cheap, that's for sure. Now, apparently if you can wait 3 months, you can watch it for no extra charge. Now, that starts in December. If you want to wait, but in the meantime, you're going to cough up like $30. To watch it.
That's people are going to wait.
I think so, too. And Morty, the second season of Star Wars, The Mandalorian, that is October 30th.
Yeah.
That is going to pop up. I know. I thought you'd be happy about that. I'm looking forward to it. I watched the first season, and I liked it a lot, actually.
Nerds unite.
Yeah, that is my take for now. Brought to you by the Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
Love it when we throw something out there and listeners text in to help you.
Yes,
with this pool pass charade that's going on in the Republic.
Yes, now one of our listeners did say, wait, Carl, I thought you had your own pool.
Oh.
I do. I do have my own pool that I purchased like in May. Luckily, I got one.
But it's a pool for one.
But it's my pool for one. Yes, that I can fill with water and I can lounge in it. It's lovely. I can't fit a lot of people in it. I can't have the kids over and things like that. I mean, they can stand around it.
And wait for their turn to sit in it.
That's right. But that's mine. Now, if I want to, you know, get together and socialize, you know, with social distancing, that one I can't do.
It's not going to happen.
No, no.
What if
I need
you took your pool to the Republic's pool?
And just sat alongside.
Yeah, so you just sat there. So you're not really using their pool, but you're in the pool area.
Yeah, technically, that's right. Technically, I maybe, but it's the amount of people inside those guarded gates.
Yeah, that's where you want to be, Morty, is inside the gate, not outside looking in.
No. Oh, my God. There were people last week. They were sitting on the lawn outside. It was so embarrassing. I felt so bad for them. Oh, my God.
Just hoping for the next person to leave.
Yeah. The water is fantastic, though.
Did you splash them a little bit?
I don't think they were residents. Okay. I think they were just peepers. I think they were just hanging out and just pretending that they lived in the Republic. I'm not sure. Well,
I didn't think you saw me, but... All right. Are you smarter than Mike and Carla? We're looking for mom and dad. If you have a kid K through 12... we have a Chromebook to give away from Subaru of Las Vegas, plus a very nice Mike and Carla backpack filled with school supplies, by the way. We'll explain the game to you off the air, and then, of course, 3 out of 3, and you are a big winner. Whether you're smarter than Mike and Carla, that's yet to be seen, though. 702-739-9636. Danielle on the phone. Danielle, how many kids do you have?
Three.
How many in school?
Three.
Okay. All right.
Well, then if you win, it's a toss-up on the Chromebook. Here we go. 3 out of 3, and you are a winner. Question number one.
All right, Danielle. Which of Shakespeare's plays is the longest? Is it Hamlet, Macbeth, or Romeo and Juliet?
I'm going to go with Macbeth.
What were the answers again?
Hamlet, Macbeth, or Romeo and Juliet?
Hmm.
What were the answers again?
Listen to the way Morty says them.
Okay. Wait, I changed my mind.
Is it Hamlet, Macbeth, or Romeo and Juliet?
Hamlet.
See, I would think Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
What's the correct answer?
Hamlet.
Yes.
There we go.
There you go, Danielle.
Good job, Danielle. Right. You know how to play the game.
Question number two.
Okay. What U.S. president put a Twinkie in the country's millennium time capsule? Is it Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan,
or
Bill Clinton?
Nixon?
In the millennial time capsule?
Yeah. Clinton.
Yes.
Good job. Yeah, because millennial gave that one away.
Yeah, pretty much. We didn't even have to answer. Yeah, all right, your third and final question. Listen closely.
Not to mention it's Bill Clinton and a Twinkie. Right. I mean, take that however you want.
All right.
What is the tiny piece at the end of a shoelace called?
Oh, I know this.
Is it a doohickey? An aglet?
Aglet. I know this. My son is so proud. Well, one of my sons is so proud to always tell me that little nugget of fact. Useless information.
Shakespeare, I know nothing about.
No, but it's an aglet.
President, don't care, but an aglet, I know that. Danielle, you are the winner. You are smarter than Mike and Carla.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
So
thank you, guys.
We're going to give you a Chromebook from Subaru of Las Vegas. We're also going to add in a Mike and Carla backpack for the kids filled with school supplies. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And by the way, for everybody else, a second chance to win, on our website at 96.3kklz.com. Our good friend Gerald's on the phone. Gerald, what's going on this morning?
I have a couple of questions, please. How is Jeff Anderson?
you know, he's doing okay. He had a procedure done that's going to take him a while to heal from, but he's doing okay.
Okay, I wish him very well.
Thank you. We will pass it on.
And another one. Are you going to bring back the Jingle Bell Rock this year?
Yes, I believe we are.
Okay.
Yeah, good social distancing contest.
Yeah, and the winner, $10,000.
Oh, yeah.
I know, it's exciting, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'll never find it.
Okay. Well, you gotta try.
Yeah.
I don't have a car, so it's
okay. Well,
a bit harder.
Okay, but it'll be fun to play along, right?
Yes.
Sure.
Gerald, okay. Have a great day.
Oh, same to you.
Oh, boy. Well.
He's very excited about Jingle Bell Rock. I love it.
Stoked.
Yes,
you can tell.
Is. Love that.
Okay. It's Bon Jovi. Living on a prayer.
It's Mike and Carla's other news.
Here we go. Some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today. 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, Morty, listen up. Dairy Queen just released a line of candles that smell like blizzards. There are 6 different candles, and the set goes on sale today at 3. They're $25.
Whoa.
Oh, so, man. Okay.
If they have strawberry cheesecake, I'm in.
Thought about my grandson who loves those things.
What's the other one somebody told me? Too sweet for me. The crackers, the animal crackers.
Oh, yeah.
Coated. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whoosh. Okay.
Was it yesterday you told us that North Dakota, hardest working state?
Yeah, a couple days ago. Earlier in the week I mentioned it. Yes.
Okay. Guy in North Dakota got a DUI. Oh. After he went joyriding on his combine.
Okay. Well, okay. After a hard day's work.
Flipped the thing. Okay. That's a big piece of machinery, right? I mean, that would be hard to flip.
Yeah. Okay.
It's big and wide.
It's a combine, people. They're big.
How sharp is that turn?
Yeah, I know.
Where you go, whoa.
Little help, somebody. Hello.
Hardest working state.
Yes, they are.
People in North Dakota.
Get everybody together to flip that back over.
Okay.
Listen to this in Portland, Maine. This is just a cool story. Teenagers, 2 of them, they caught a 800-pound tuna.
Oh.
800 pounds. 112 inches. Took more than 2 hours to reel it in. Jake and Max, they needed help, so other fishermen came in because they had to lift this thing onto the boat.
Uh-huh.
They sold the tuna. I don't know how much, but they sold it. I mean, that's a lot of tuna right there.
They're probably set for life.
That's lots of cans right there if you're going to look at it that way. Yeah, 800 pounds. 800 pounds.
Yeah.
That's well over us. Well, us three. You know. It's well over us. Listen.
Well, I don't know. Well over combined.
It's over us. John, come in here.
We'll add John in, but
there,
he's pretty.
That's right.
He's in shape, though.
I know, but it's still well over
us.
Hey, and in Melbourne, Australia. Listen to this. A nurse spent, so far, $135,000 on 5 breast augmentation surgeries, butt implants, Botox, lip fillers, a nose job. No, that's not her. Her name is Tara.
I was going to say, do we know this person?
No, it's not her. Tara. She's planning to change the color of her eyes and have her ribs removed. She said her goal is to look like a glamorous blow-up doll.
Oh.
I think all she had to do was go like that. Round mouth. That's all you had to do,
Tara. I'm not a doctor, but don't you need your ribs? At least a few of them?
Yeah, some women have a rib or two removed. It's
okay.
Don't even ask. I don't.
She wants to be the real life dummy.
I know. You guys are asking me, have you seen me? Jeez.
You're the only girl on the show. Yeah, so.
Right, exactly. I have all my ribs, okay? These are my boobs, all right? This is all me.
Is that your real butt?
It's my nose. It's my real butt. It is, flat as can be. Yes, my eyes, these are my eyes, brown eyes. Good Lord, I am, no.
You know what? If you get anything done, we're going to notice right off the bat.
Yeah. What did she have done?
Like the guy at the gym. Hey, did you have your...
I know. Did you ask me that? Yeah, did you have any put his, hands right underneath his, not mine.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's like, wow, okay. No,
I thought you saying he was going to ask you if you had your rib removed.
No,
like,
no, he asked me, did you have
how do you figure those that out?
Done. It's like, no, I got my hair colored. But no,
but thanks
those,
for noticing.
Thank you, though. I appreciate it. Wow, it is Thursday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call. Something good.
Do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start your day off on a positive note. This is out of San Antonio, Texas. A Dollar General store employee. You know what? Her daughter wanted to have a little lemonade stand, raise some money for the food bank in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So she did, and people got wind of it. She raised over $500, about $540, which was really cool.
Yeah.
And then Dollar General, where her mom works, got wind of it. They donated an extra $1,000 to her little lemonade stand. So a little over $1,500 went to the San Antonio Food Bank on behalf of this little girl and her mom and Dollar General store. Simple as that.
Nice.
That's all. I know. I love it. It's really, really sweet.
Have you ever really thought sweet. About doing a lemonade stand?
You know, when I was young, I did a couple of
what
them.
What about now,
I used
though?
To do them every... I don't know if I'd do it now.
I mean, you're
I don't know
little
if I,
and...
I could. I have a card table.
You could just
do it.
Sit there and...
Yeah, I got a card table and a jar with a spigot. I could totally do it.
And
yeah.
get a joke.
I could do that, you know, lemonade and a joke. My problem is it's hot. It's really hot.
I don't want to be out
and
there.
I will... You know what? I will just donate and... yeah, it's hot. It's hot, and somebody's going to complain. It's too lemony. It's
set
too
set
sweet.
It up outside of the pool at the Republic.
That's what I might do is right outside the gates.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll let me in. Maybe I'll give you guys a free cup. I will do that.
I don't know why I have this image now of you trying to crawl over the gate after hours to enjoy the pool.
What would be more fun than me trying to squeeze through, Mike? Come on, somebody help me.
And getting that butt dial.
Oh, man, yes. What, are you okay? No, I'm stuck.
Trying to fit through the bars. I should have got rid of that rib.
I'm stuck in the gate. I'm stuck in the gate. Yes, take rib.
Any feel-good story you have submitted to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. All of a sudden, she's Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
If you have a local story, just call us up. We'd love to hear about it. 702-739-9636.
I'm shocked you know that, Mike.
I know.
Thank you.
I know. You didn't think Marilyn Monroe.
I'm like an onion.
You weren't thinking of Marilyn Monroe, were you?
What did I say?
Marilyn Manson.
Oh, whoever.
Oh,
okay.
Well. You had it right the first time.
I know. All right, that about does it for us. Recapping the show, the singing parrot with Beyonce.
Yes, I love that.
Featured that mashup. Talked about camping. Talked about camping, the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything else in between. Who knew that Morty was an Eagle Scout and can make fire with two sticks?
I know it.
Yeah.
Tomorrow on the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
VGK tonight, game six. A win moves them on to the next round.
We need it.
Go, Knights,
the
go.
NHL Stanley Cup. So, yeah, let's find out what happens tonight. They drop the puck. 6:45, as Carla said. Go, Knights, go. Otherwise, do have a great day. Wendy Rush, she is coming in next as we get ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.